This is the Wayne Ayers Podcast.
The Wayne Ayers Podcast.
Woohoo!
Time to wake your ass up for a blessed day.
How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you. Yeah, very well. How are you?
Pretty good. It's a little rainy in LA right now, which is kind of sad.
It's raining here as well. I look like a drowned rat about 10 minutes ago. I just had a shoosh up.
Yeah.
I've just been out in the rain in the UK, so.
Yeah, it's been raining all week for some reason. Like, bills are too high for it to be rainy, and it's supposed to be sunny all the time, so yeah. I don't know what's going on.
That's not the LA I heard of.
Yeah. happy belated birthday. Your birthday was yesterday, right?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
How would you enjoy that? I know it was raining probably, so like...
Yeah, it was. Well, actually, it was a bit of a celebration because I tested positive for COVID, on just before Christmas Eve. So I've been stuck in my room all this time. I wasn't able to go anywhere. So yesterday was my day of freedom. So yeah, I went out and celebrated, went out for a meal, went to watch The Matrix.
Oh, no, no.
It was a chilled one.
What would you rank it between, like, the other, what is it, three? Where would you rank them?
Yeah, honestly, I watched Matrix when I was very young, so I can't really remember. When I was watching the new one, I was like, I need to go back and watch the other three so that I could, remember. You see flashes of the old one, so, like, the old one actually looks so good, so that's my homework. I'm going to go back and watch them.
Yeah, I was just watching one and two like the week before. I don't know why I still haven't watched the new one, but I was watching one and two. I was like, yo, these still look really good for like in this era. I said, oh, this still looks really good.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
Let's get into The Witcher. Season two, it was crazy. How you been enjoying like the fan love and everything? I know everybody enjoyed season two.
Yeah, it's been really nice, actually. I've had loads of nice messages and comments. So that's lovely, because obviously that's always a very nerve-wracking point. You never really know what to expect. And because it is my first big gig, it was even more nerve-wracking because I didn't know what the reception was going to be. And it's been really, really nice. So I can't complain.
How was it like when you first got that call, like, hey, I'm going to be playing Francesca on The Witcher season two? Like, do you know what you were doing at that time and everything? Like, it was just like, oh, my God. Like,
yeah, well, I was working in a call center at the time. And I knew I was up against someone else. And I'd been waiting for, weeks, months, and just waiting to hear back. And I got the phone call. I had to, go off into the hallway and take this phone call. My agent was just like, you got it. And I was just like, what? It's crazy. Honestly, I can't even describe the feeling. It was just, wow.
Did you go back inside like, yo, I'm out. I'm done with this? Or
I was like, bye. No, I didn't. I actually didn't because I started filming in February and I found out probably, I don't know, maybe November time. I needed the money, so I continued working there. I had the Witcher book, so whilst I was reading in between calls, I'd be reading the books, trying to get as much information as I could without telling anyone that I booked the job as well.
Oh, duh. Oh, so when did you tell everybody that you were going? Like October?
Do you know what? I wasn't allowed to tell people until it was February time when they announced the cast. I told my mum by that point, but I could.
So did they just find out like during the news? Like they just found out like when everybody like reports like, hey, you're gonna be on The Witcher season two, and you're like, oh yeah, like
yeah, they did. They literally did. Like one of my friends was like, he said he's like a super fan of The Witcher. Someone I went to drama school with, and I think it came up on his feed, and he was like, Misha Simpson, no, that's not her. And then he had to go on and Google it and have a look and like a double take.
How long did you have to keep that secret in for?
It was a very long time. Like I think I found out around November time. So I had to keep it a secret until around February. Yeah. So that's quite a long time. I literally like told my mum and my partner and that was it.
Have you like, talking to somebody, did you ever like almost slip up by telling them? I know I would be like, oh yeah. Me personally, I would have to tell everybody.
Yeah, I wanted to tell everyone. I did. I did say that I've got something in the pipeline, something good. I've booked something good, but that was all I could say, and no one had a clue.
That's great. yeah. So, like, how was, like, your first day on set? Because I know, like, that the whole cast, it seems like it's just incredible actors, and seems like the cast and crew are just lit. And you got shoot at, like, some, like, so craziest, like, locations, like, dope locations and everything. So how was it like just to be on set, like, for the first day?
Yeah. Oh, the first day, God, I was overwhelmed, but in a really good way. I just couldn't believe where I was. I was nervous. I was excited. The set was amazing. We're in the forest somewhere, and the set just went on and on and on. There were so many extras, and like the elven tents. It was episode 2 that I'm in. That was the first time I started filming for The Witcher. So all of that, you saw the camp. It was just incredible.
Oh, that's amazing. I forgot to ask you this before. I'm so sorry. Okay, then I'll go back to it. So what's like a normal day on set like for you? What was it? Like, how long are you guys on set for? Like 16, 18 hours?
Yeah. Gosh, I can't really remember how many hours we're there, but it's a very long day. So my earliest call time was 2:30 in the morning. I got picked up from my house. And then I had to go straight. I think it was probably like an hour drive there. And then, makeup's probably about 2.5 hours. I was always in first because my makeup and hair took the longest. So everyone else would come strolling in after. And I'd be the last person to leave as well because they have to take it all down. So you go in, you have your breakfast, and then they do your hair and makeup. And then, you do a little rehearsal with the director just before you do the hair and makeup. And then off you go. You just go and shoot it all day. It's probably about, I'd say, 14, 15-hour days, maybe longer, depending.
I just remember. You were just doing the books. Was that one of your favorite characters, like Francisca? Like, was that, like, the person you really wanted to, like, be, like, when you...
So by the time I started reading the books, I already knew that I was playing Francesca. I love all of the characters in the book in the series, but I was so happy to play her just because I love fantasy and I love magic. And just putting those two together, I've always had a wild imagination from growing up since a kid. So to be able to play something like that, I was really, really happy.
Do you, I feel like I saw something where Henry was like saying, like, I hope the season 3 follows more of the books. Do you feel the same way since after reading the book?
I mean, I love what the writers are doing with the series. So whatever they decide to put in, I'm really happy. I think the writing's great. The books are great. I think they all go hand in hand and they really help each other merge.
Was there a scene in season 2 that you like shot that didn't make the final cut and you like wish fans would have saw it? Or
no, do you know what? I was actually quite lucky. All of my scenes stayed in. So that's good. There might have been a few, they might have cut some lines out here and there. But other than that, it's pretty true to what we filmed, which is cool.
Was there like a prop on set that kind of like, if I was on the set, like there's so many things on the Witcher set, like is there like a prop you kind of like wish you would have took off set? I know people like take things off set, or is there like a thing like you're just waiting for your character to, or like your show to be over and I'm gonna take this when I'm done?
Oh, I have to think. I'll tell you what I wanted to take home. I wanted to take home my wig. I love the wig so much. It's insane.
I love your whole your whole character is dope. You had to wear contacts for the for your character, right? How was it like that? Cause I know me, like I'd be like, yo, like I'm like I can wear contacts. I mean, I can't wear contacts. I'd be like, yo, I hate putting those things in my eyes and everything.
When I first put them in, I honestly couldn't believe that I was going to have to wear them and act in them the whole time. Because it takes a while to get used to it. Like, you know something's in your eye. And also, it's quite blurry. It takes a while to get used to it. And even when you're shooting scenes in the dark, it's really hard to read people's facial expressions. So you kind of just have to guess what they're doing in a way. So I was like, how am I going to, this is my first job. This is going to hinder my acting. What am I going to do? But I worked with it and it was absolutely fine. And, you get used to it. And it's cool having blue eyes. Yeah.
I wanted to know, I just saw like on the internet the other day that there was like I didn't know how they shot the mirror trick. And I just thought there was like a mirror trick thing when they shoot films, and then like, so the camera, you won't see the camera. Yeah. I was like, oh, I never knew that. Was there something that you like shot on set? You're like, oh, I never knew about they did that in like films or anything.
But I didn't actually know about this mirror trick, by the way. I don't know how they do that, because I've not done any scenes in the mirror. So you'll have to tell me about that one.
So like the mirror trick, it was like, there, you know how like, they, like you can see yourself from the mirror. So they just like, it's not a mirror. They just, so they have like a stunt double in like the front of the mirror, and then they have like the real person in the mirror.
Right,
and
then, is that and what they like, do?
Yeah, I always wonder. I was like, how did the camera? How do you never see the camera in the mirror? Yeah. Like, I was like, are they doing it from a certain angle? And I saw like the other day, somebody, it was from some show, they were doing it. I was like, I never knew that. So I was just wanting to know, like, is there any like?
That is crazy. Yeah. Well, actually, it was interesting seeing how they do the magic things, because I was like, how are you going to do that? So for instance, with the rose, I think it's in episode 6, I bring a rose back to life, and what we did is I had my hand over the rose, a real rose that was alive, and then slowly opened up my hand like that, and then you see the rose kind of blooming, and then I guess they kind of edit that in CGI. Before that I was touching dead blooms, so that was actually really interesting to see how they do. And then another thing, when I was in Wolfmere's hut, I had a body camera on, which you don't see. The three girls, we all had body cameras on, and we're on the floor with this body camera. It literally comes out to here. And I was like, how the hell am I going to lay on the floor with that? And I had someone holding the camera and someone else spotting me to help me get up. Because the idea was to kind of get your point of view. And it's kind of like a blurry, like weird image, as you saw in the episode. So that was really interesting to see.
With the roads, like, how does it feel like when you're on set and then you be like, okay, what are we like? Does it ever feel like we're like, what are we doing? And then you see it like come to life, like with the CGI, like, yo, that's crazy. I didn't think it would come out looking like this. Like,
yeah, exactly that. Even Wolfmere's hut, when we saw her hut at the end in the forest, before it was just two beams of light. So obviously we didn't know what the hut was going to look like. So I was like, I wonder what they're going to do with that. And actually seeing it in real life, it's just incredible what they can do.
What do you hope people like see more of Francesca in season 3?
I want to see some more fire from Francesca. It'd be nice to see some, you know.
I love the ending. Like, I was like, oh, she's going on a rip. Like, I really want to see more of that too. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, exactly. I think she's gonna blow, isn't she? I think she needs to. You can't do that and then just go downhill from there. You just got to keep going. So. It'd be nice to see some, you know, maybe some magic, you know, some fighting, whatever, some excitement.
Yeah, because she was like calm, like pretty much calm. Like she was like, okay, da, 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 and then she just like, okay. I was like, oh, okay. Like
she just lost it. Yeah. So it'd be fun to play with that a little bit more now, I think. Now we've kind of got the ground base of who she is.
If you could describe Francesca with like one song, what song would it be?
I would say Destiny's Child, I'm a Survivor.
Okay.
Is that the name of the song? Yeah, I'm a Survivor. She's a survivor.
Okay.
How people have survived, you know, even though they've been dying in numbers, they still survive. So I would use that one.
Okay, so I just found out about you like the other week. You won Britain's Next Top Model in 2009, right?
Yes.
So like how was it like transitioning to like from like modeling to like acting?
Transitioning to modeling to acting. Actually, do you know what? I had to make a decision. I'd always wanted to be an actress, so I was like, right, I'm gonna really focus on that and go to drama school and completely, you know, lock off the modeling for a while. And that was it. I just wanted to learn, and yeah, it was actually quite a nice transition. I'd been doing workshops since 2012 anyway, so I kind of knew about the industry. So it was like a slow burn, and then, you know, once I got to drama school, it all just kind of kicked off from there, which is cool.
So like, what advice would you have for somebody that like wants to like, for that's a model that wants to transition to like an actor, and also like, what's advice would you have for somebody that wants to be, that's an actor that wants to transition to model?
Yeah, so I would say if you wanted to transition into acting, I'd definitely say, you know, do some classes. I don't think everyone has to go to drama school. It might not be for them, but definitely get clued up in the industry and just know what you kind of need to do to get there. And yeah, definitely workshops, watch lots of films, big actors that, you know, you can learn from them. Yeah, and just stay on top of the acting game and just see, you know, see what's going on in the industry. With modeling, again, like, yeah, I think for me, when I started, obviously I had a head start because I did Top Model. But if you don't have anything like that behind you, you can build up a book, do some, you know, photo shoots with photographers and get a nice little book, decide whether you want to do fashion, you know, beauty or editorial, and contact some agencies and just see how it goes. You can also, I think a lot of people are doing modeling on Instagram now as well. So if it is hard to get an agency, people are doing it that way and they're getting paid, you know, to do partnerships and, you know, advertisements that way. So yeah, I think things are...
Which more do you like? Do you enjoy more, like, beyond a modeling star or just you know, film set?
I definitely prefer being on a film set. Definitely, I just feel like it's where I'm supposed to be. I love acting.
If you could play another character in The Witcher, which character would you play?
Oh, I think I'd have to play Geralt. I know I'm a woman, but I would have to play Geralt just because. He's just amazing, the fight sequences that he gets to do, and he does his own stunts. And I think growing up as a kid, I was really interested in doing stunts until I found out how dangerous they were. But I would love to do that. So Geralt, he's the one.
Do you want to be like? Do you want to do more stunts for season 3? Like, do you want to be like in a fight sequence like Geralt?
Or yeah. I'd love that. I would love it. I'd love it so much.
Okay, so which is on Netflix? If there's like another Netflix show or movie you could be a part of, which like show or movie would you want to be a part of? But me personally, I would love to be in Money Heist.
Oh, that's cool. I've actually not seen Money Heist yet, but I've heard it's really
good. Oh, you got to watch Money Heist. Money Heist. I know. Is
I love Money Heist. Oh, that sounds great. I think one of my favorite shows that I've watched on Netflix, actually, I don't know if it's an original, but it's Homeland. I love Homeland. I just think it's brilliant. I just love that kind of detective kind of stuff. So I'll probably do something like that if I could.
That's dope. Also, if there's like I know there's like multiple projects being announced and everything. Is there like a universe you want to join or any like project you really like, I want to be a part of? Like, you want to be like in a Marvel or like DC?
I mean, Marvel would be amazing, definitely. But I just read recently that Ridley Scott is doing the Aliens as a TV series. I would absolutely love to be in that. And you know what Sigourney Weaver did with Aliens way back when, I thought it was incredible. So to be involved in something like that, I would love it.
You're also you're part Jamaican, right?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, my dad's Jamaican.
That's dope. My mom's Trinidadian, so I was like, oh, that's dope.
Really?
Nice. When's the last time you've been back there?
I've never been to Jamaica. I plan to go, and I actually do hope to take my dad out there next year. I'd like that, because he's not been back since he was a kid either, so we'll see. It's definitely on the card.
Which part is he from?
I know he grew up in Kingston, but he's not actually from there. I know we got family from St. Elizabeth's as well. We've got family dotted all over. But yeah, I'll have to get the facts. I don't know exactly where.
Do you like plan on going for a carnival at all?
I would love to go for carnival. I don't know when it is. So I'll have to find out when that is.
I don't know. Everything. Yeah. Since COVID, I lost all track of everything.
Lost all track, me too. I get you.
But I appreciate you coming on the podcast. I thank you so much for your time. Happy belated birthday again.
Thank you so much.